So what do we do if a dog is learning and is not sitting at this stage? You know, in this stage, the dog doesn't know what you're saying, right? So they're not going to sit. They're not going to do what you're asking them to do. So here are the steps that you're going to do. So you're going to ask your dog to sit, and the dog is not going to sit, right? So the next thing that you're going to do is you're going to say, no, no. There. So there we go. So the second no got him to sit. So this is why you practicing no for 10 days or, you know, a week or 10 days before you start training, you're teaching your dog to start responding to no. So no becomes the correction word. So in this case, I didn't have to do anything. I just had to tell him no, and he just sat, right? So no has become his correction word. I don't have to get physical with him. I don't have to stress myself or anything, or him, right, my dog. So what happens is he's just listening to me and he's responding to my verbal correction, right? So if he doesn't sit, I'll just say no. And then if he still doesn't sit, if he still doesn't get it, so what I'll do is I'm going to move him. So if he doesn't sit, you're just going to pull the leash up, put the bum down, and you're going to pet it, okay? You're just going to pull the leash up, put the bum down. So you're just making it happen. If your dog doesn't understand, he's wiggling and he's excited, you just say no and control your dog and pull the leash up and put the bum down. If your dog is not cooperating, like now Harvey is not cooperating with me this way, so I'm going to move him and I'm going to try a few times here this way, Harvey. So if it doesn't sit, right, if it doesn't sit, I'll say no and then pull the leash up, put the bum down. Good boy, okay? So that's how you're going to teach the dog to sit. So here are the steps. First, you're going to tell your dog, Rover, you can call your dog's name. You're going to say, Rover, sit. And if Rover doesn't sit, you're just going to say no. Another no, maybe three no's, and then after that, if it still doesn't sit, you're going to pull the leash up, you're going to put the bum down. So basically, you got 8 steps going on. So name of the dog, command, hand signal. If it doesn't sit, you're going to say no, 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 three no's, and then pull the leash up, put the bum down. Nothing, no more than this. Okay, every time you're teaching your dog to sit, those are the steps you're taking. I'm going to move him. I'm going to say, Harvey, sit. There we go. Then we get into praising. Good boy, good sit. Yes, you praise your dog. Just by, you know, just for sitting, you're just going to praise your dog. So now we're going to practice with the toy. Harvey, this way. Harvey, here. So Harvey, come on, sit. Good sit, there we go, yes, yes, yes. So for a second he sat, so I'm playing with him. So here we go, one more time. Harvey, sit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 10 seconds, I'm gonna reward him. There you go, right? Get it, right? So now we're gonna practice a little bit more. We're gonna say, Harvey, sit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 20 seconds. Reward. There you go. Right? Playing with your dog. Yes. Get it. Ah. There you go. Am I having fun? Is he having fun? He has no idea that he's being trained. Right? He's having fun. I'm having fun. I've taught him what sit is. And now I'm practicing with him, okay? So that's how easy dog training is. Don't make it complicated. Don't make it a science or anything like that. It's very simple.